The United Nations sees itself as the backbone of the aid provided to hundreds of thousands of Palestinians injured and displaced in Gaza since Israel began its onslaught on the territory last October, which so far has killed more than 34,000 people. That figure is coming from the Hamas-run health ministry. Hamas is designated as a terrorist organisation by the EU and the US. The agency through which the UN administers the aid in Gaza is UNRWA, and it relies on international donations. But earlier this year, they dried up after Israel alleged that a dozen Hamas staff had taken part in the invasion of southern Israel last October, which, according to Israel, killed 1,200 people and captured more than 200 more. In response, the UNRWA dismissed a number of employees and set up an independent review to see how it ensured neutrality and how it responded to any breaches. That review was chaired by the former French government minister, Catherine Colonna, and it was published on Monday. We're joined from Jerusalem by Dan Williams, senior correspondent with the Reuters news agency. So, Dan, what did this report find?
It found, to summarise, that it had not received satisfactory information from Israel to firm up the allegations of widespread collaboration, widespread abuse of the agency by Hamas, by Islamic Jihad, a kindred militant group in the Gaza Strip. And it also offered assurances about UNRWA's levels of screening and vetting of its staff.
And I should say that it was not in this investigation's mandate to investigate that very specific allegation that some UNRWA staff had taken part in the Hamas attack on Israel last October, but the more general allegation that Israel has made that a significant number of UNRWA members belong to a range of terrorist organisations. So it said that Israel didn't provide the evidence to back up the claims.
That would appear to be the case. What we have so far is an Israeli rebuttal from the foreign ministry. It's worth recalling that this is a Jewish holiday now in Israel, so there is not much in the way of official responses yet to this. This dispute, which seems far from resolved, appears to hinge on Israel's view that the problem with UNRWA is institutional, and the reviewers, I suspect, approach that the problem might be individuals. Israel wants UNRWA replaced entirely, and the UN approach, the review's approach is, listen, we have an existing institution. If there are individuals that have strayed, let us know who they are so we can look at that.
There is a separate UN commissioned report into those allegations specific to October the 7th. Has there been any response, Dan, from the Israeli government to this report? I know you said it's Passover. Has anyone said anything about it?
We have a statement from the Israeli foreign ministry saying that this is not a matter of, I'm paraphrasing, not a matter of a few rotten apples, but a tree that is rotten to its core. Israel says that between 10 and 20% of UNRWA's staff are members of Hamas. Arguably, this might be unavoidable. Hamas is actually the ruling, or has been the ruling party of the Gaza Strip for a decade and a half now. And while this is called a UN agency, it's effectively a Palestinian agency under the auspices of the EU. It's been existing since 1949. It's very well ensconced in Gaza, 13,000 employees, a major employer there. So really, it's a local agency under UN auspices. And I imagine supporters of UNRWA will say, listen, you know, we're a grassroots organization. This is the party that was elected, and it was the party in charge of Gaza. So perhaps naturally, some of our members will be members of that party as well.
The report found that it had robust mechanisms and procedures to ensure compliance with humanitarian principles, with the emphasis on the principle of neutrality. But it did say that a number of neutrality-related issues persist. What are they?
I'm not aware of neutrality-related issues. I do know that there is an organization, a watchdog group called UN Watch, which going back years now has been documenting open source, what it says are open source breaches of UN neutrality rules by easily identifiable, self-identified members of UNRWA. It says that it had no response from UNRWA, having submitted multiple reports on this. Also, I think UNRWA would say in its defense that when the allegations came through about the participation of 12 UNRWA members in the October 7th attacks on Israel, when removed very quickly to terminate contracts or suspend some of them. In fact, we first got word of these allegations when UNRWA came forward with its action against these individuals. But again, when Israel sees the entire institution is rotten to the core, and Palestinians and much of the UN and some UNRWA donors, I suspect, see it as essential, that is a difference of opinion that potentially cannot be bridged.
Yes, the report talked about social media posts breaching neutrality, also some textbooks in UNRWA-run schools breaching it as well, and that should be dealt with by UNRWA. Do you think, Dan, will this report be enough to enable the United States and other countries to restore funding to UNRWA?
If you look at some of the reactions online by members of Congress, it would appear not. Congress has already committed to withhold funding till March of 2025. Given the United States is the biggest funder to UNRWA, that is going to be a big hole in the funding. On the other hand, given that some of the countries that suspended funding after these allegations came to light have already restored them, I suspect the agency will continue functioning, will find a way to continue with funding. It's been under such criticism, such scrutiny before, and it's managed to survive. And again, it may even be that Israel will find, given its own needs to allay the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, will say that though officially, formally, it favors UNRWA being replaced. That can happen down the line, and for the time being, perhaps UNRWA needs to stay in place in order to continue providing Palestinians with aid.
Thank you very much indeed. Dan Williams, senior correspondent with the Reuters news agency. We'll hear from UNRWA later in the programme. It's 7:32. You're listening to Morning Ireland. Earlier this year, Israel accused the biggest aid agency in Palestine of being complicit in the attacks on its territory last October, which saw Hamas kill 1,200 people and capture more than 200 others. Israel said that 12 UNRWA staff members were directly involved. Those claims led to the suspension of funding for the UN body by countries around the world, including the United States and the European Union. UNRWA itself dismissed a number of workers and set up an independent review to see how it ensured neutrality and responded to any breaches of it. It was not asked to investigate the specific claims by Israel about the October attack. The review was chaired by former French government minister Catherine Colonna, and it was published on Monday. It found that despite robust measures to ensure neutrality, UNRWA has still a number of issues to deal with, including staff expressing political views and issues around its education programmes in schools. It also said that Israel did not provide any evidence on its general claim of hundreds of UNRWA staff belonging to terror organisation. We're joined now by Jonathan Fowler, who is Senior Communications Manager with UNRWA. Jonathan Fowler, you're very welcome. Good morning to you. Do you accept its findings on neutrality, that it's being breached by staff on social media posts, for example?
I mean, yes, we've faced a number of issues in the past, of course. I mean, like any organization in the United Nations, you know, particularly a sizable organization, there are going to be individuals who may make comments which are not in line with neutrality. But what I do want to emphasize is that the report has said we've got the mechanisms and systems in place to preserve the neutrality. And in fact, that we have always investigated allegations of breaches of neutrality. So I'm, in a sense, you know, it's a matter of half full or half empty. Yes, there have been cases and we've always looked into them. And that's also what the report says.
Well, yes, on the question of the textbooks in schools, it says Israel had long said that some of these textbooks contain anti-Semitic and extremist content. Now, the report's authors reviewed three major international assessments and academic studies on the issue of the textbooks. Two identified bias and non-compliant content, but no evidence of anti-Semitic reference. A third identified two examples that did display anti-Semitic content, but noted that one had already been removed and the other has been significantly altered. As far as UNRWA is concerned, is that issue dealt with?
Yes, precisely. I mean, you flag quite correctly there that when problematic content has been identified, we have taken action to deal with it. I just also want to emphasise that the textbooks which are used in UNRWA schools are actually textbooks provided by the host authorities. So, for example, you know, if we're working in Jordan and Lebanon, then it would be textbooks provided by those governments. And when we're working in the occupied Palestinian territories, and also, you know, in parts of the West Bank, then it's Palestinian Authority textbooks. What we then do, I mean, if there is problematic content, we work to identify it, but we also teach around it. We have a pretty robust mechanism for teaching critical thinking in our classes. So even if content is provided from host authorities that may be problematic, we kind of teach around it to overcome it, to help the kids understand how to take a step back and look in a proper way at these things.
Israel did not provide any evidence of its general claim of hundreds of UNRWA staff being terrorists. How do you interpret that?
Oh, precisely. We've always shared our lists of staff with all host authorities, including Israel as the occupying power, and we've never received any comment on our staff lists from the Israeli authorities going back over the years. So you know, assertions about, you know, hundreds, thousands, whatever. I mean, we've heard many numbers thrown around, but those kind of assertions, we've never had any evidence to back those up, that in itself is problematic.
There is still an investigation ordered by the UN ongoing about Israel's allegations specifically around October the 7th. When will that report?
Well, yes, precisely. That's an independent investigation of UNRWA. So, I mean, this is run by the UN Office for Internal Oversight Services, which functions as it's the top investigative body of the United Nations system. So I'm not able to address the timeline for that, because they have their own timelines and, you know, there's sort of due process of investigation. But we are expecting something in the coming weeks, you know, interim reports, final reports, but that this is kind of standard procedure for any kind of investigation in the UN system.
Was UNRWA premature in dismissing its staff when the Israeli allegations were made? Did you give them fair process?
Well, yes. I mean, this question has been posed quite frequently, and the head of any United Nations agency possesses executive authority to take actions to defend the ability of an agency to do its work. Now, in the very, very politicized deep humanitarian crisis in Gaza, the Commissioner General of UNRWA considered that this move was necessary in this particular case. But obviously, you know, the investigative procedure continues, and any staff member who has been, you know, unjustly dismissed, you know, they do have the right to appeal. But this is a very, very, very particular set of circumstances.
Do you think this report will be sufficient to restore US funding to UNRWA?
That is an issue that we are examining in detail. I mean, the U.S. Congress has passed a bill where they would actually block funding to UNRWA for the next 12 months. So that is a particularly complicated issue for us to overcome. But as with any donor, and of course the United States being our top donor, but as with any donor which has decided to suspend funding, we simply hope that they will come back as soon as possible. And should this report and other steps be enough to restore confidence, then that, yes, that's important.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us on Morning Ireland. Jonathan Fowler, Senior Communications Manager with the UN Agency UNRWA. It's 8:33 and Brian's here with a news update.